This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. officials have said that Islamic State terror group's Afghanistan affiliate was behind Friday's attack in Russia that killed 137 people, but Kremlin officials, including the president, Vladimir Putin, are accusing Ukraine of involvement. VOA's Sarash Arabasadi reports.
Putin addressed the nation and, without evidence, said the attackers were moving towards Ukraine and that a passage was prepared for them on the Ukrainian side to cross the border. It is a claim refuted by U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, who spoke with ABC News as carried on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter.
No, there is no whatsoever any evidence. And in fact, what we know to be the case is that ISIS-K is actually, by all accounts, responsible for what happened.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russian forces invading his country could have stopped such a deadly attack if not preoccupied by war. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Russia hit western Ukraine with missiles early Sunday, according to Kyiv, in a major airstrike that saw one Russian cruise missile briefly fly into Polish airspace, according to Warsaw. Reuters correspondent Trevor Coral.
Air raid sirens sounded in Kyiv after a wave of Russian missile strikes against Ukraine on Sunday. Residents made their way into subway stations to seek shelter. Kyiv said the airstrikes struck critical infrastructure in western Ukraine and that air defenses destroyed about a dozen missiles over the capital. One Russian cruise missile briefly flew into Polish airspace and stayed there for 39 seconds, according to Poland's defense minister. Russia has been pounding Ukraine for days in attacks portrayed by Moscow as revenge for Ukrainian attacks carried out during Russia's presidential election.
That is Reuters' Trevor Coral, and this is VOA News. Palestinians who fled ongoing Israeli raids of Gaza's main hospital have told the Associated Press of mass arrests and forced marches past dead bodies. Israel's military says it has killed more than 170 militants and detained about 480 suspects in the raid on Shifa Hospital that began Monday. Fighting highlights the resilience of Palestinian armed groups in a heavily destroyed part of Gaza, targeted in the war's earliest weeks. United Nations says that Israel is now blocking its main agency helping Palestinians from sending food aid to the enclave's devastated north. Experts have warned of imminent famine there. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Sunday that the only effective and efficient way to deliver heavy goods to meet Gaza's humanitarian needs is by road and includes an exponential increase in commercial deliveries.
Palestinians in Gaza desperately need what has been promised, a flood of aid. Not trickles, not drops. Some progress has been made, but much more needs to be done.
Speaking after a meeting, Egypt's president and foreign minister Guterres also warned of the impact the war in Gaza was having around the globe. He is visiting Egypt and Jordan as part of an annual Ramadan solidarity tour with Muslim countries and traveled Saturday to Egypt's border with Gaza. We recall the backlog of aid destined for the Palestinian territory, a moral outrage. Officials in Nigeria say 137 schoolchildren have been rescued more than 2 weeks after they were seized in the northwestern city, or I should say state, of Kaduna and marched into the forest. School authorities had told the state government that a total of 287 students were kidnapped during the school attack March 7th. Such varying reports are common in Nigeria's kidnapping crises. Space weather forecasters in the U.S. have issued a global geomagnetic storm watch through Monday. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
A plasma burst from a solar flare could interfere with radio transmissions across Earth. It may also make for great aurora viewing. The National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration's Space Weather Prediction Center says there's no reason for concern. Jonathan Lash, a forecaster at the State of Colorado-based center, says the storm could interrupt high-frequency radio transmissions, such as by aircraft trying to communicate with distant traffic controllers. Most commercial aircraft can use satellite transmissions as a backup. Every 11 years, the sun's magnetic field flips, meaning its north and south pole switch positions. Solar activity changes during that cycle.
That's VOA's Joe Ramsey. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.